man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. James Kelso, your host for the next brief hour of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on June 1st, 2020. I love June. And here we are. We're in June. Let's see. You want to call in to the show? You can do it. 800-313-9443. And what other preliminary might we have? I can't think of any. We got it all. So let us begin. And did I tell you my name? I'm James Kelso. Last night, Donald Trump, I'll start with a happy thought. How about that? Start on the good foot. as James Brown would say. So we will get on the good foot. Last night, Donald Trump had 80.9 million followers on Twitter. Last night, 80.9. And I said today, well, you know, we'll probably see, he'll add another 100,000 and we'll see 90 million. I mean, we'll see 81 million. And to add 100,000 a day is, that's unbelievable. I'm sure nobody's ever done that before. So, well, he added 100,000. That did happen. However, that's not exactly what happened. Donald Trump, in the last 24 hours, added 400,000 followers. That's right. Now, we're having to trust Twitter. This is a number they put up, but they don't have any reason to try to polish Donald Trump's apple. So this is what they call, I guess, an admission against interest in legalese. And they're reporting he has 81.3 million followers right now, 400,000 more than he had the last time we met in the Trump Clubhouse. What does that signify? I think it signifies a lot. Something's happening. Something's going on. That's a lot of people who are tuning into Donald Trump. And it's all good, but that's a lot of intensity. We'll check in again. This is a phenomenon here. I don't have the full explanation. I know it's all good. So we'll start with that. And, you know, as we go, that'll be something we kind of keep one eye on, is how Donald Trump's followers increase. All right, let me throw some other logs out there. I just finished watching the Tucker Carlson show, and he did a couple of really brave things tonight. Oh my goodness, do I admire this guy. The bravest of all was that he roasted Jared Kushner. He just clobbered Jared Kushner. And the basic line of reasoning, or the basic point he was making, is that Donald Trump has very good instincts. He wants to do the right thing on everything. Jared Kushner has been leading him in the wrong direction on every single issue. This is Tucker Carlson said this. and he pounded on it. So we know that Donald Trump watches, listens to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker was making a direct appeal to the president. "Mr. President, please, please," he was saying, "I beg you, stop listening to Jared Kushner. He's wrong on everything. And he is a liberal. The president knows he's a liberal. He brags about being a liberal. He is also a family member for Donald Trump, being his in-law, his son-in-law. But the president, Tucker Carlson, he doesn't need to listen to me. I agree. If the president's listening to my voice, yes, Mr. President, please, please don't listen to Jared Kushner. And in fact, if you do get some advice from Jared Kushner, seriously, write it down on a piece of paper, then turn it upside down and reverse it. And that's probably the right thing to do. Because Kushner is always wrong. He's a liberal. He thinks like a liberal. His goals are liberal. And he really has contempt for the patriot world that everybody in this audience is part of. His world is that elitist, left-wing, CNN world, the controlled media world, the deep state world. And that's just the way it is. 3.5+ years into this, this is not speculation now. When we were just going into the presidency, we knew that Jared Kushner had been a liberal, and we were anticipating he'd act like a liberal. But now we don't have to do any anticipating. We've had issue after issue, event after event, when Jared Kushner has had liberal instincts, liberal views, liberal solutions. They've been wrong every time. He's wrong on the border. He's wrong on everything. He's wrong on crime. His political advice is toxic. He's not going to help you get elected, Mr. President. He's going to hurt you badly. So that was very brave by Tucker Carlson. I'm concurring, but Tucker Carlson does have the president's ear. This was one of the bravest shows Tucker Carlson has done. And there were other moments of bravery. He lit just a much less important, but it was beautiful. He did a little bit of discussion of Nikki Haley, the neocon Republican, the never Trumper, who had compared, wait a minute, she compared Donald Trump before he secured the nomination and won the presidency. Nikki Haley was a never Trumper. Now she's pretending she's a Trump supporter. She's not. She was a never Trumper. She compared Donald Trump to, I'm forgetting who she compared him to, basically Satan. I forget who she compared him to. Carlson just gave it to Nikki Haley right in the kisser. As another, just like Jared, she's a inside the beltway hanger on. She's a deep state creature. She's a swamp creature. So anyway, that's an opening thought there. Now let's see, the obvious big deal that's going on that all of you are thinking about, I'm thinking about, what the hell's going on with these riots across America? Okay, let me give you I'm as baffled, or not baffled, I'm as amazed as you are. I grew up in Santa Monica. Santa Monica last night, out of control. A jungle, savagery, all across America. I'll give you my quick take, my initial thought here. I talked about the fact that we're experiencing the polarization of American life and politics, civilization. We're separating the men from the boys. People are choosing up sides. And I really dastn't criticize Tucker Carlson, but just a kind of a peanut gallery thought here. Tucker has a sort of hope that we can all agree to be Americans, and that can be a rallying cry, and we can stop the rioting, stop the lockdown, stop the hate America, stop the hate Whitey. I'm going to be an agnostic on the probabilities of that hope that Tucker has. But let's get to something we do know for sure. America is polarizing. And now what's going on here? What's gone on with this? The things that have happened, the putative event is not really what's happening. This idiot, George, I'll remember his name in just a second here. Hang on, give me a break. Give me a second. Floyd, George Floyd. It's not about George Floyd. And I'm going to make a connection here. Connect some dots. It wasn't about the coronavirus either. It wasn't about the Russia hoax. Each of these things has been a pretext. Floyd is a pretext. Coronavirus is a pretext. Russia hoax, Ukraine hoax. All of these are pretexts used by the enemy of the people. Trump's got that right. The enemy of the people, of us, we are the people. All of them have been pretexts to destroy America, to destroy Trump. Trump has disrupted everything they were doing. They had control of the deep state. And they have to destroy Trump, no matter what it is. Coronavirus, economic lockdown, destroy the American economy, now rioting all across America. They're not rioting about George Floyd. George Floyd is a complete loser. They're making him into Saint Floyd. He is a porn star with a criminal record as long as your arm, who I heard Alex Jones today saying there is video of Floyd trying to hide a white powder in a baggie during that arrest. I haven't seen that, but Jones was mentioning it. And Jones said he'd watched the porn videos and that Floyd is high as a kite in every video. He's an obvious drug user. Now, the full coroner's report has not come out. The full autopsy and coroner's report. Let's hope the politically correct people don't get to the coroner who put out the initial report, which was accurate, which is that he had died of heart trouble, exacerbated by using drugs, exacerbated by being in a panic attack, yes, being in a police restraint. That'll freak anybody out. If four cops are restraining you, you're going to freak out. Your heart's going to beat really fast. And if you're prone to have a heart attack, well, there you go. Don't get arrested. It's kind of the point here. Don't be a drug dealer. Don't be passing counterfeit currency. Don't be doing assault. Don't have a criminal record as long as your arm that cops see on their screen when they look you up. But two of those cops didn't need to look George Floyd up because they already know him personally. One of them had worked with him as a bouncer. They knew how big he was, how strong he was, how mean he was, how criminal he was. And who knows what else was going on with those four cops. Two white guys, as far as I understand it, one Asian and one black cop. And the white cop who sat on the neck was married to an Asian. So it gets pretty weird here. But it's not about George Floyd. This they've manufactured this event. What it is they needed their flashpoint. They needed their excuse. That's a better word. They needed their excuse to set off their revolution, to set off their destruction of America, the American economy, the destruction of Donald Trump's presidency. That's their goal. So that's what's going on. And they'll do it again tonight. And, you know, interesting, we have the pandemic. We have the, you know, don't touch anybody, don't go near anybody. Now we have big crowds of people acting like savages. They're all mashed together violently. You know, what happened here? What happened to the coronavirus thing? Are we on to excuse number two now? Excuse number six or eight or ten to destroy Donald Trump and to destroy America, to destroy our Americanism, to destroy who we are as a people, to break our will to survive as a European civilization. And that can be, I don't know that, well, I don't want to nitpick Tucker Carlson, because what he did tonight is so great. It's so brave. I'll tell you, one gutsy guy. And he is surviving in the midst of the controlled media. It's miraculous what he's doing. Tiny handful of guys like that. So anyway, that's an opening thought there. Let's see what the president's up to with his 81.3 million followers. In fact, let's update. Maybe it's another. Maybe he's added another 100,000 while we were talking. Nope. We'll have to wait a few more minutes. He says on his a tweet an hour ago, this has 2.2 million views. My fellow Americans, well, let's listen to the president say it. We don't want to hear Kelso say it. Here he comes.
My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries of peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs.
Okay. That's good stuff. We'll be right back after this break.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy
woman. We're back,
folks.
Let's listen to Donald Trump. This is that instinct Tucker Carlson was talking about. He's got it just right here. And Tucker would say, now, don't go back into the Oval Office and listen to the siren song of Jared Kushner on anything. Here, let's listen to the man himself. We didn't elect President Kushner. We elected President Trump.
By professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes.
Notice what's in common here, folks. Battering America, destroying America. One of the revealing, Donald Trump, there's a tweet that he puts up ahead of this where somebody caught a little bit of one of the radical Antifa types, a white guy, coaching a bunch of black guys as a team. He says, we're a team. And I think he says, go get those Tiffany tables. They're looting, I think, the Soho district of New York City. But it's organized. People have noticed that pallets, entire pallets of small bricks, perfect for throwing, have been deposited all over America in these riot zones. Somebody's actually dropping pallets of bricks to throw at cops. This is very organized.
A police precinct has been overrun here in the nation's capital. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer.
St. John's Episcopal Church, right across the street on the north side of the White House. It's been a church attended by every president since James Madison. And the president, very meaningfully, walked across the street himself today, walked through the North Gate, walked over to St. John's Episcopal Church. That was beautiful. Meanwhile, he's got the National Guard, the federal police, pushing the line of the revolutionaries a couple blocks north, so they're not in Lafayette Square.
In California, an African-American enforcement hero was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror, the destruction of innocent life, and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. America needs creation, not destruction, cooperation, not contempt, security, not anarchy, healing, not hatred, justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately.
I love the way he says that. Immediately. This is today. Immediately. This is command. This is leadership. This is Donald Trump.
First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Nice. Let that sink in, folks. That's the 101st Airborne or other units, 10th Mountain Division. We'll be right back after. That was beautiful. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
Let's listen to that big bad Donald John Trump. Let's go right back to the president. Here he is. This is a 6-minute statement. We're 2/3 of the way through it. It's beautiful. And by the way, there's another headline that the 82nd Airborne has been activated and sent to Washington, D.C. I'm liking that.
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in the city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail. This includes Antifa and others who are leading instigators of this violence. One law and order. And that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law. And once that is restored and fully restored, we will help you, we will help your business, and we will help your family. America is founded upon the rule of law. It is the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, and our very way of life. But where there is no law, there is no opportunity. Where there is no justice, there is no liberty. Where there is no safety, there is no future. We must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to pay my respects to a very, very special place. Thank you very much. My fellow Americans.
I think he's talking about St. John's Church, Episcopal Church, right there across from the White House. I think he's standing there, actually. That was beautiful. Here's a pertinent headline related today. Let's find it. 82nd Airborne. The Pentagon, and the president, has ordered the 82nd Airborne Division's immediate response force to deploy to the D.C. area, according to multiple sources on background. The force is the same one that deployed earlier this year to quell violent Iran-backed protests in Iraq. Forces are preparing their gear to deploy. The 16th Military Police Brigade from Fort Bragg is headed to D.C. I'm liking this. The deployments to D.C. come after rioters looted stores, defaced national monuments, and burned a historic church. And more than that, they beat up people savagely. Savagely. And he says, as we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers. So tonight's going to be an interesting night. There aren't going to be any uniformed people, law enforcement people, kneeling pathetically in the street to sing Kumbaya with savage rioters. Crude, savage, vicious animals who've taken over the streets in city after city. No, that's not a policeman that gets down on his knees or prays or sings songs or apologizes for such heinous crimes as being white. That's not even a man. That's a putrid blob of jelly. Your ancestors would be ashamed to even admit that you're in their line. By the way, Senator Tom Cotton has urged, he had a tweet saying, what we need is 101st Airborne. And I looked up Tom Cotton. He was a U.S. Army captain with a Ranger badge in the 101st Airborne in both Iraq and Afghanistan from 2006 to 2009, if I recall correctly. Tom Cotton added, he said, if necessary, the 10th Mountain. Well, that came to mind to me, too. The 82nd Airborne, the 1st Cav, the 3rd Infantry, whatever it takes to restore order. No quarter for insurrectionists, anarchists, rioters, and looters. I'm loving it. And the president is retweeting it. There you go. Let's find another pertinent. The president has as a tool tonight the Insurrection Act. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said today, the president is considering invoking the Insurrection Act to send federal troops to police the streets of America's major cities in order to stop riots, but that the focus now is currently on encouraging governors to utilize the National Guard. So what he made, you heard him say it. If these putrid bowls of jelly, these governors, these Democrat governors, don't have the balls, and of course they don't want to restore order. They want disorder. They want chaos. They want America to come apart at the seams. And she said, it is one of the tools available. It is his prerogative, she said. The Insurrection Act. The Insurrection Act of 1807 allows the president to call up federal troops to help restore the peace. It was invoked by President George H.W. Bush to send troops to help quell the 1992 Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. I remember that well. I was there. She said, the president scolded governors for failing their communities in a video conference call with them on Monday morning in the Situation Room of the White House. He praised the Minnesota National Guard, activated for the first time, by the way, for acting quickly to dominate the streets, his word. Those guys, this is quoting the president, walked through that stuff like it was butter, Trump said. They got out and were wearing dark black uniforms. They were there in the thousands. They just walked right down the street, knocking them out with tear gas. I like that. Nice, Mr. President. Several governors were deeply angered by the president's advice, including Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the dominatrix, I add, who complained that the president viciously attacked governors in that call. Oh, I wish I could have listened in on that call. He viciously attacked them, according to the dominatrix. Good, good, very good. They need whipping, Gretchen. Can you loan him your whip? Your cat of nine tails. And then Kelly McEnany replied, I do not know why Governor Whitmer would be dismayed at the president telling governors to do their jobs. It has gotten to the point where today, Monday, the president has said enough is enough. There are tools we can use. So that's the hopeful thought we have here as we do this show. We'll see what happens tonight. But the president has set the correct tone, and he has set the correct policy, the correct course. He is the leader who has done the right thing. Dominate the streets. End it now. Beautiful, Mr. President. And bring in those thousands. And he says they are mobilizing right now. They're loading onto planes. They're loading into trucks by the thousands. And they're not going to be local police that kneel in the street and ask forgiveness from savages or looting stores and beating up innocent people. And by the way, notice that the way these left-wing pukes work, if you watch the videos, it's always a gang beating up individuals. Always. These are pure cowards. I watched one, Tucker Carlson had it on his show. A little woman was trying to defend a shop that she and her husband had put their lives into downstairs from where they lived. She came out from their apartment up above. She looks like she's about 5 feet tall. I think a little redheaded woman. And 20 savages set upon her. And it's not enough to have 20 of them, you know, 6 foot males beating a little woman, threatening her life with the beating that she's receiving. Well, that's not enough. They pick up big boards. They pick up objects. Like, remember Reginald Denny? The savages around Reginald Denny that pulled him out of his truck. They were bashing him in the head with a garbage disposal. Have you ever been hit in the head while you're on the ground against the pavement? With your head against the pavement? You ever had your side of your head smashed with a garbage disposal? No, you don't remember that happening, because after they do that, you don't remember anything. Denny was a vegetable after they got through with him. So we watched that. So now these punks, they're going to be facing the 82nd Airborne, the 101st, the 10th Mountain. I like those odds. Let's see what else we've got here. Let's see if the president has tweeted again. No, it's just the top. That tweet you just heard is still his top tweet. Those remarks were delivered from the Rose Garden. And then he set out and walked across the street to the church that these pukes, they lit the church on fire. Fortunately, it didn't burn down. Somebody with guts got in there. Under police escort, some firefighters got in there. Here's one. Here's a interesting insight into who we're facing here. Jonathan Turley, you may be familiar with him, he tweeted, and the president retweets this post from Jonathan Turley. We have learned that two of those arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at police vehicles are attorneys. Colin Ford Mattis, there's a real preppy name for you. Colin Ford. Oh, Colin Ford. You must have gone to the right schools. He is a prior Cashman associate and graduate of New York University and Princeton. And the other attorney who was throwing Molotov cocktails, here's a name for you, Yuruj Rahman. Yes, that's right. He's a human rights lawyer and graduate of Fordham. And then the president tweets this picture of a little punk, a little nothing of a guy who would never get into a, never fight one-on-one against anybody. He's directing gangbangers to stores that they can loot. He's obviously, these are teams. They have money, they have coordination, and Donald Trump is going to get them. That's what he's saying with his tweet of somebody had caught it on a cell phone. And the president's comment is this, anarchists, oh, anarchists, we see you. He said, he tweets, the lamestream media is doing everything within their power to foment hatred and anarchy. As long as everybody understands what they are doing, I read this yesterday. As long as everybody understands what they are doing, that's what we're trying to do, is understand that they are fake news and truly bad people with a sick agenda, we can easily work through them to greatness. So there you go. That's the leader. We've got him tonight. And we should see some military deployed tonight. We'll surely see more of it tomorrow. And the president simply, if the governors and mayors are cowards and leftists who actually relish the chaos, which they do. He's going to bypass them and do his duty to protect every citizen of America. His sacred duty. He's going to protect you and you and you and you. And he's going to do it with your great military units. Thank you, Mr. President. And with any police who are in police departments that still have the patriot orientation that used to be the rule in all police departments. We've got a break here, and there will be our last break. If you want to, we'll have one more segment. If you want to get in a call, give it a shot. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be.
We're back, folks, with our last segment. I want to end with a beautiful moment for you. I'm watching this over on Dan Bongino's Twitter account. He's got the photo or the video of something that happened today that's just utterly beautiful. Donald Trump just shocking everybody. Just walked out the front door on the north side of the White House. If you've been there, you've seen how that gate, that fence is so close to that north door. He walked out the door of the White House. They opened up the gate. And he walked straight across Lafayette Square to St. John Episcopal Church. Held up a Bible and made a little statement, a wonderful statement of strength. And I'm looking at the picture as the security retinue of the president is scrambling to walk with him across the street. Right to where, this is where these animals were operating last night, defacing Lafayette Square and the statuary there. These pukes who don't even deserve to live in our country. And I like the way, but there's the president, heavily armed military in the retinue, and then two guys in camo walking side by side, so close together, I get the feeling they might be actually linked together somehow. And they're carrying, I think they're carrying the football in two pieces. That's what they look like they're doing. The football being those, that code, I don't know exactly what the football comprises, but it's the code satchel that would be opened up and operated if the president needed to defend America instantly. It gives him the power. He is the person with the sole authority, the person who could launch the most amazing military ever in the history of the universe, nuclear submarines, nuclear missiles, nuclear bombers, satellite nukes, armies. Is it 10 or 12 aircraft carrier combat groups? I think it's 12 of them. Nobody else even has one. May this condition continue. And Donald Trump's the guy who's going to make it continue. China is not going to destroy the United States. Well, that's a beautiful thing. And I love Dan Bongino. He has a great... Here's the way Dan Bongino says it. We'll close with this. The streets have now been taken back by the American people. You are hereby evicted. Get the F out. I like that. I like Bongino's diplomatic language. We'll see you all here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Let's see what happens. So long for now. Don't stop.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.